So what are we supposed to beware of here? Beware of the leaven of Herod. I believe that the way that we would apply this today in 2021 is to not let conservative Judeo-Christian culture replace actual Bible-believing Christianity. Let me say that again. Let's not let conservative Judeo-Christian culture promoted by our politicians replace actual Bible-believing Christianity. We should never let politics trump the Word of God. No pun intended there. Okay? The Word of God is our final authority. The Word of God is where we get all our beliefs, all our teachings, all our doctrines. And let me tell you something, there's another competing view of Christianity besides biblical Christianity that's just sort of a mainstream America, Judeo-Christian, Republican Party, apple pie eating, flag waving kind of religion. We need to make sure that we have a pure Bible religion that's not corrupted by the leaven of Herod, where we don't let politicians become our spiritual authorities. Politicians become our spiritual leaders and role models, because they aren't. They're ungodly people, just like Herod. Even if it's our guy, they're still a lot like Herod, aren't they? Don't let conservative talk radio replace the preaching of God's word and the reading of God's word. That's where we need to be getting our doctrine from. Go, if you would, to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter number 13. Luke chapter number 13. And by the way, you know, I don't really care who this offends, because I was preaching this over a decade ago. Amen. Donald Trump's a lot like Herod because he's immoral in his personal life in a lot of the same ways. Constantly swapping wives, making obscene references to women, talking about grabbing them by the whatever, and all the filthy things that he has said and that he has been a part of. In fact, what's the difference between Herod with the daughter of Herodias dancing and pleasing him and doing all this? What's the difference between that and one of Donald Trump's beauty pageants that he ran for all those years, where he's got a bunch of women parading their bodies across the stage in bikinis, and he's got his Trump casinos, and he's just for the love of money and greed? And by the way, let me tell you something. Donald Trump is one of the most prideful people on the planet. I don't care if you're a Trump fan or not. I don't care if you're a Republican or not. And don't even think for one second I'm a Democrat. The Democrats are just fully of Satan. Okay, so, you know, get out of this false left-right paradigm that the leaven of Herod has taught you.
Oh, well, if you're not a Republican, you must be a Democrat.
I'm not a Democrat. I'm not some demon-worshipping, Satan-worshipping, baby-murdering, fag-loving idiot.
Amen.
But let me tell you something. I'm not going to sit there and let the Republican Party be my Lord and Savior. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Amen. The Bible is my final authority. And Donald Trump is a womanizing, wicked, perverted, greedy, prideful, arrogant jerk. And I don't want any of my kids idolizing Donald Trump. And I don't want your kids growing up thinking that Donald Trump is somehow an ideal for leadership or an ideal for living or what America stands for. He's not. When he's waving a sodomite flag around saying, "I've done more for the LGBT than any president." Well, that just gives me another reason to think that you're trash, Donald Trump. Fag-loving idiot, Republican Party, with their compromised morals, with their wickedness. All they are is the Democrats of 30 years ago. The Democrats of 30... Look, Bill Clinton in office was more conservative than the Republicans of today. And then the Democrats have just become fully socialist or commie or whatever they are. I know this isn't popular, but I'm telling you the truth today, that you should not idolize and look up to people who are immoral in their personal lives the way Donald Trump is, and people that are prideful. I mean, what does the Bible warn us about? He said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Trump's yesterday's news. He's done. He's over. He's a thing of the past. I'm still here. You're still here. We're going to be here 20 years from now. We're going to be here 1,000 years from now. Amen. Because he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. But this prideful, arrogant, blowhard jerk who's into the love of money and the lust of women's bodies, he's but for a moment. He's just like a vapor that's gone. He was just here, you know, Mr. Popular, and now all of a sudden he's a pariah. Now all of a sudden nobody listens to him. Now all of a sudden nobody cares. And you know what? 100 years from now, many people won't even know who he is. They won't even know his name. And a million years from now, no one will know his name. And no one will care. Period. Period.